כי לא ייתן לכם מלך מצרים להלוך, ולא ביד חזק, אבל שלח יסוד ביקש מצרים לכל, עושה סוף של הרס את הקיר, ובאחר כן נשאר לך את עצמם. So he knew already.
Right. But he didn't know he was going to make the work harder for them.
But the point is, that was a Nevuah. But he was complaining about what happened before the Nevuah. Well, that's not an excuse. As a matter of fact, if he could have put it all together, that God told them in Nevuah that eventually they'd go out with Osam Osam. But before that, there was another event that was going to happen, which God didn't mention to him, which was to give them a chance to exercise their Bechira. Right. You know what I mean? Right. He could have put it together.
But then he would have been able to figure out that they wouldn't have exercised their Bechira properly?
No, that would be it. They didn't.
Right. But he would know that they wouldn't?
He would know that now was going to come Osa Samosa.
I mean, he would have known that they were going to not let's go with him. He should have been able to figure that out, you're saying?
No. No, because at that time he didn't know what's going to happen.
How it worked out, okay.
I thought it bothered him. So he made it more difficult for them that they gave. That was his problem.
That was his problem.
Right, not that they didn't leave right away. He knew there were going to be Osas and Mosim, but his problem was that he was supposed to help them, and he made it worse for them. That's what bothered him.
Right, and the question was what was the purpose of that whole aborted attempt?
Right.
It served no purpose.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So that's what. Why did they go to Paro and tell him that before the Makos? Why did they just wait until the Makos?
Yeah, just to the Makos.
That's the question.
Right.
I see.
What was it? What's the whole border attempt? And why did the Torah criticize Moshe Rabbeinu when it says Atasira? Right. So Rashi says Atasira. Now you'll see. But won't see Lasa Lavo. So, because you didn't have any bitachon, you didn't have any emun in me like Avram, right? Mm-hmm. So, that's what I wanted to say, that this was a special opportunity for Klal Yisrael to join with Moshe, the Zakenim, and to present a unified front to Paro, and then he would have sent them out.
Without the Makos.
Without the Makos. But they won Nishma Echorechot. Because as Vachakein Bo Moshe Va'aron, so the Rashi quotes Chazal, Vazkenim Hei Eichon Hayu, El Hayu Nishmatim Echorechot.
The Makos were part of the Haftachah to Abraham.
Just wait a second.
Okay.
It's true that the Makos were going to happen. But the tying against Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have anything to do with that. Of course, the time against Moshe Rabbeinu was what was that aborted attempt? And he was angry at the Lomas Ashlachthani. Omeyaz Basaparo, Davish Nechahera Lomasa. Lots of Lloyd Santos and Nechel. So he's complaining to God that why did you do this? But he could have figured it out, and he didn't, so it was a chasaron in him, because he saw from his perspective that it was his fault, and that Lomas Eshlachtoni.
Right.
Okay? But if he didn't see it that way, he could have seen it as an opportunity for them to exercise their Bechira, and to really present a unified front, and not to be Nishmat Echad Echad, and then they would have gone out with that earlier. They wouldn't need us as most.
That would have been a very different Yitzhiyah.
A different Yitzhiyah. God said there's going to be Osam Osam. That's true. Because God knows the future, so he conveyed the future to them. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be an exercise on their Bechira. Mm-hmm.
I thought Osam Osam were necessary in terms of showing the Hashkafas Hashem to Klal Yisrael. When would that have been necessary?
Right. They're on Bondi and the
Boat. That was only later. Asa Shira Salalta Mitzrayim.
Right, what about that? Like they're on Bondi and the Boat. To prove Hashkafa Pratis, he has Hashem in the world, and Kiddush Olam.
Yeah, well, Matiskar Yom Seis Lamer Mitzrayim.
Right.
The whole point is to demonstrate Hashkafa Hashem.
It's true that does demonstrate that. But God doesn't do osos and mosim just to demonstrate that.
Okay.
So if they could go out without osos and mosim, they go without osos and mosim. And the demonstration would be some other way.
But you say like the reason was to get them out?
Absolutely.
Gone
I think
one.
The Rambam says
it.
After what about after five when Pyro, why did God harden Pyro's heart?
Yeah, Pyro and let them go.
Let them go. What God has to harden Pyro's heart the last five Makos.
Right. Yeah, but Vayachbet his libo is a question. He didn't harden his heart in order to be able to demonstrate more Makos.
No.
Everything, the Rambam makes it clear, everything that Moshe Rabbeinu did was only to get the Jews out. It wasn't done just to...
The
Rambam says it openly. Okay. And Laman Harbos Mofsai is a side benefit. But God didn't do Osos and Mofsim if there was
If Power would have let
them go in the first time when he had Bechira, God wouldn't have done more Osos and Mofsim just to demonstrate.
Right.
But he would have let them go after the first five.
If you would have let him go after the first one, so right. What? God would be Mara Osim Osim.
So then why didn't he let him go? Why did he harden his heart?
No, he didn't harden that the first five times.
No, after the first five.
Yeah, but the first five he didn't, so he had Bechiri, he could have let them go after the first Mako.
Right, so what would happen? Power would let them go after the first one.
He'd let them go, so then what?
God's going to write, he's going to start doing tricks just to show.
Just to show?
He doesn't do that.
No.
So then why didn't he let him go after the first five? Why did he harden his heart at the 6 and 10? What was the purpose of that?
Because, so the Rambam says, because he lost his Bechira.
It's an honor.
That was an honor stand.
Right, it shows that point.
Right. But God didn't do those emotions just to demonstrate. That's true that there was a benefit in it of demonstration. But that's not why God did it. Because if Power wouldn't let them go after the first Makkah, so then there wouldn't be any more Osim Mosim.
Right. The Bris Ben Hasharim, I think it doesn't say anything about Osim Mosim. The Bris Ben Hasharim itself.
What's that?
The Bris Ben Hasharim itself.
It says, V'achrei Dona Nochi, and Rashi says that means that he's going to bring the Makkos.
Rashi says it, because it turned out to be that way.
Yeah, right. But there's nothing open. God doesn't say Osos Mosim, Niflosai. But it's nice, says Niflosai, like you're quoting.
There he says, right.
But by Abba Vinu Abba,
no.
Doesn't say anything about it. Doesn't say Yad Chazak either. There's nothing.
Right, doesn't say anything about it. Right.
It doesn't seem like it's part of the essential plan.
No.
It's not part of the essential plan.
It
could be Derech Olam.
It could be Derech Olam, right? Yeah. Doesn't say what it is.
Right. So you're saying is that at the beginning when he was going to go with the Shimon Zakenim, so the plan at that point would have been that they could all go and then they'd convince them.
Because they had an idea of the Moshiach Shal Yisrael. And the thing was that if they would have presented a unified front, then they would have said, this is it.
Who would have?
The Mitzvah. Power.
Because the they had an idea of the Moshiach and Shal Yisrael,
yes.
The Egyptians?
The Egyptians had an idea there's going to be a Moshiach and Shal Yisrael.
You see the astrologers were talking about.
Right, all the Chazal point to that. So therefore, they would have seen this unified front, and now it's time for the Gula. But you see, once they didn't present themselves there, so then Paro says, Lama Moshiach and Tafir Salmi Masov.
Right.
He saw a division.
They would have submitted it.
Yeah, he saw a division. He saw that's when he moved right in there.
Right, to take advantage of the split between the people.
He saw the split.
Right.
That they don't want it.
Otherwise, he would have just submitted, isn't he?
Otherwise, he could have submitted, yes. He would have submitted. He would have seen a powerful front.
That's fair.
And he would have relented.
So if they would have at that moment the Canaan would analyze it, that was what they really should have saw as the plan. The right plan.
Right, because it says Vayamenom. First they're very excited.
So how would that moment would they understand the at that moment if they would stop and analyze the situation? They weren't overpowered. So how would they understand the
I guess they would think that power is gonna relent a little bit and God's gonna do us the most.
I mean, Power's going to lag, but then he's not going to lag or whatever, but still it's going to be that type of a plan. Maybe there would be Osos Mosim, but it wouldn't have been...
Right.
not the same type of.
It would have been. I'm not saying that that's true. Also, it could be that it could be he would have relented a little bit, and there would have been. And there would have been Elsus and Molson to force him into the submission. But the point is that they would have partaken of the gula. That was their opportunity.
A more active role.
An active role. And you see later in the parasha, they couldn't even partake in a passive role. Because it says,
even if
the Kanim
didn't
listen to him.
Right.
Yeah.
And what Rashi says their onish was in Sinai. They weren't able to come
as that's right.
It affected the whole level. Their whole level was... That's pretty amazing, is that they would have been the level, I mean, close to level Moshe Rabbeinu, right?
That's what I'm saying. That's why
into the conference.
It appears that they would have gone free. That they would have been able to pull it off.
Right. But I'm saying that
at least they would have shaken him.
Right, but the level that they would have reached is pretty... I mean, they did go on Sinai further than Yom Dizikinim, right? They just didn't go as far as Moshe and Aaron.
Right.
But to say that they really would have gone as far as Moshe, it's a pretty unbelievable level they could have reached if they had chosen.
That's right. That shows that they had an opportunity.
It was a major opportunity. Really, major opportunity. The whole
major opportunity.
The whole process would have really changed.
That's correct. That's correct.